This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up, well, actually underway now with a big event coming up, it's Celebration of Literacy. Linda Carter in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
So for a Celebration of Literacy, this is kind of a special year.
Yes, this is our 25th anniversary of having Celebration of Literacy. And we are making it a fantastic, huge event with a lot of new ideas and new things going on out at the Safari.
Well, and I know that earlier in the month and at the end of January, you had the literacy play going at the high school. How'd that go?
That went fantastic. Actually, Celebration of Literacy is not just one month. It's usually the whole month of February, and it did start with the play at the high school, which we give them what our topic is for the year, and they completely write the play and present it to all of the elementary schools in Douglas County who are able to attend.
Wow. And yeah, that's a lot of kids that are impacted by that. When you kind of go back to the whole idea of Celebration of Literacy, what's the whole kind of overriding purpose of doing this sort of month-long plus emphasis?
We believe, and part of Altruce's biggest projects are literacy. Our belief is that with literacy, it is going to help your learning. Without literacy, you are going to struggle. Literacy includes both reading and writing. And if we can get the books into hands of children at a younger age and get them off of their electronics, then I think it's going to help them as they progress through life.
A lot of people that have been involved in Celebration of Literacy are tied to education. Is that the case for you?
No. I actually joined just Altruce only 5 years ago. But I love to read. So I have a book continuously with me.
Any idea how many books you actually own?
I own probably 200.
Wow. And have you read all of them?
No. They're still there. Some of them are still there to read coming up.
And, you know, it's interesting as things have rolled along, all the electronics, all the options that are out there, but there's still something about actually reading an actual book.
Having a book in your hands is different than holding your iPad or tablet and reading it online. It's just to have that actual book itself.
Now, on Saturday, the big event, Celebrate Literacy at Safari. Talk about what's going on out there.
It is from 10 to 3 at Wildlife Safari, and Wildlife Safari partnered with us that everybody in Douglas County can do a free drive-through, which is amazing. After the drive-through, then we have many activities going on in the village. In the Cheryl Ford Room, we have our book giveaway, which children can take between 4 and 6 books apiece. We have a book exchange. We have our Astra Club, which is our high school group, doing tattoos.
And these are, we should probably explain that.
They are washable tattoos. Yes, before, they're not permanent.
Before anybody wonders about that.
Right, and they are the cutest. Our theme this year is Once Upon a Dragon. And they have the cutest dragon tattoos. Then out in the dome area, we have Astra doing their fishing booth. And we also have 7 other groups who have partnered with us to put on a display out there. We have the Sister Cities group, and they will be doing origami and bookmarks. Douglas High School is going to be making dragon eggs with the kids. We also have SMART, You Can, Thrive Umpqua, Feet, and Douglas Community Library Association. And they will either be giving books away or doing craft items with the kids.
Wow. And one of the things about this event at the Safari every year as it's evolved is just how huge it's gotten.
Yes, it really has. We will usually give away between 6,000 and 8,000 books in one day.
And if you go out there, you probably want to plan to spend a while, because sometimes parking's even a little fun.
It was the first year. Things were a little different the first year we were out there, but now it's not too bad. But you can get through there pretty fast, but there is a parking issue at times, and they will park you up on the hill.
Right. Well, and I know they added that parking a couple of years ago or whatever, so that helps out as well. But just the fact that you get that kind of response has got to be gratifying.
Oh, it is. You cannot imagine. And I've only been doing this now for 4 years, but the first time out there and to see the look on a child's face that realizes, I get to take this book home with me. I don't have to return it. It's my book. And the look on their face, or when the parent says, okay, we're going to read this tonight, to see the parents actually interacting with the children instead of putting them off on some type of television or electronics, it's heartfelt. It's really special time.
Now, along with this, on Saturday, you've got a movie night next week.
Yes, they have done this in the past, and so we decided to try it again this year. So we have partnered with Roseburg Cinemas, and any child who reads three books and brings the list of books to the cinema with them will have free entry along with one parent. And also out there, we will be giving books away, and we will have drawings for sets of special books that we have.
Wow. So a lot happening. And of course, you've been working with various libraries, a lot of them doing different events over the last few weeks as well.
Yes, we have. One of the other officers in our group and I were able to take books down to the Glendale Library and talk with them. But we have worked with four or five different city of libraries, and they have had some fantastic events over this month.
And you guys did Valentine for Vets, too, right?
Yes, we did. We made the kids over at Boys and Girls Club, along with some of our Altruista members, and the Astra kids made over 100 Valentines to take over to the hospital, the VA hospital.
Wow. So a lot going on. Celebration of Literacy. If people want to find out more, where should they go?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is Roseburg Altruista. And there is information on there, and they can email us also at roseburgaltruista@gmail.com. And those are the best sites. The one for Safari is also on the Safari website, and a lot of our members have it on their own personal websites also.
All right. Well, a lot going on with Celebration of Literacy. Linda Carter, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for having us.
8:39 at the Morning Report.